Rabbi Shlomo Klein.
In the time that we got, I would like to stick to a few notes which I made, because I want to give an halacha shiur, which during the year what I was dealing in Arba Minim, I made a little summary of from the Mishneh Brura on Hilchos Arba Minim and how is it applied to us. So as a hakdoma, pre-Eitz Hodor, I wrote down what the Torah was makpid on an Esrig. He said I should give a shir on Esrig, but I'm going to give a shir on all the Arba Minim. But the Torah makpid on Esrig, it should be Hodor, Noki, Umeshubach, any more than the other Minim, and more than other mitzvahs in the Torah, while state in the Medresh, as Esrog is doime lelev, and the lev of a person is the iker hoevorim. State aposuk in Kohelet, I think, mikol nishmar netzor libecho, ki memeno toitzo eschaim. You have to be careful with your heart, because at the end of the day, that gives you life. And it states, as all the eser midas of the person make, everything is coming from the lev. And all the asiyas of a person is also coming from the lev. There is a saying, people says, my heart don't let me do such as something. What is my heart don't let me do such thing? And on the other hand, the Torah says, rachmone libobai. They need the hearts. Halev is koile lesakoil, bemeile, the esrig need to be an hodor, it need to be clean, it need to be without any blemish. Once I gave a moshel, somebody, chas v'cholila lo yaleini, he's got problem with his hearts, right? And there is two doctors which you go, one is a doctor, one is a professor, and maybe another professor which is even greater than the previous professor. Who would he go to? How about that he will go to the best? Why? Because he wants to be healthy, and the money is no object, right? The esrig of a person, they say the esrig which a customer buys by the seller, that the esrig which is for him, that's resemble what his heart wants. Mashliboy chofex. Shteitu lekachtem lochem b'yom erisho, that's a posuk in the Torah, pri Eitz Hodor, kapo estumorin, the on of Eitz Oveis, v'arve nachal, usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Torah says only two meaning what they are, is kapo estumorin, is the lulav, and the arovois. We don't know what is an esrig, that's not in the Torah, and we don't know the hadassim, which is in the Torah. And state in Sforim that these arba minim are me'oirer simcha. When a person, the Ish Yisrael, he wants to do the rotzen of the Eibishter, and the smoyach be mitzvoisov, the Ribbono Shel Olam give a koyach in this arba minim, which can be me'oirer simcha. I took an esrig before, and the eyes popped. Ah, it's a simcha. It brings simcha to the people. Either if another person has got menias, has got problem in the parnus, a problem in children, it brings on him a little bit of depression. But when it's coming, it is holding the arba minim. It's takia zoi. It brings on the person simcha. State kachenu b'mitzvoy secho. Kachenu b'mitzvoy secho. State in I don't know in the Gemara. Kachenu mitzvah secho, in the mitzvah of lulav and arba minim, is nitkachu v'nitoharu ha'evorim, which resemble this mitzvah. State in the medresh, the lulav is against the shedre of a person, the esreg, we said already, is kegen the lev, arovo is the lips, the sposaim, hadas is the einaim. Is kachenu mitzvah secho. The mitzvah bringing kedusha to this evorim. State in the chido, esreg is merames. That's an idea which the chido brings, that every person, every yid, when I look on another yid, any one of you, every single one of you is a choshuv person. Why? Zog de chido, you look, and I'll show you soon esroigim. In the esrik tree, there is big esroigim, small esroigim, fakrim esroigim, not nice esroigim. That resemble all klali soil. But when you look at a yid, all the fruit in the tree, they called hodor. Right? So every yid doesn't make a difference. If he's an osher, you should respect him. Because all klal Yisrael are klul hodor. You can't be medaber begnusam, he says. It's a midah toiva to be a shofel and onov. Ubazeh zokter yiskel oilom abo. Farvos, we are Erev Yom Kippur. Val hamavir al midoisov, he's a kedush baruch hu, also dealing with him moichlim lo el kol avoy noisov. V'hu kiilu yikriv kol hakorbanos. So b'meile, esrig also is usually growing al maim, ve'en maim el ha-toyre. So im kocha hu oise zog dechido, Hashem oizroi la'atziloi mechet, the same as the esrig, it's a broche, v'ye dar mishono leshono. The esrig is pre-eitz hodor, why? Is a dar be'ilon mishono leshono, a yid, which is his behavior to a fellow Jew is be'anovo, is a muftachlo, that he should be dar mishono leshono. What? Esrig is goydel al maim. Yeah, you need to have a lot of maim. Right. Esrig, and I want to finish it because I want to come to the aloha side. Why take esrig need to be bishleimus? Why the Yisrael, they makpid on the shleimus of the mitzvah more than any other meaning in the mitzvah of esrig, because esrig is Rosh Tevois, emuno, teshuvo, refuo, geulo. In all these four things, we find it's got to be beshleimus. You need to have ayit to be beemuno shleimo. We say in Shmonesre Achzreinu Betshuvo Shelemo. We said Vehale Refuo Shelemo Esrog. And Geulo, the same thing. It should be a Geulo Shelemo. So we can see in these four things, that's why people makpid an Esrog, that the Esrog should be Beshlemus. Now, the Maharil says also, Lulov is Bigimatria, the same Gimatria as Chaim. Anyone who buy a Lulav in Esrig is Zoichel, Chai, Oilom Azev, Oilom Abo, Ubanim, Tzadikim, Sheesh Laim, Lev, Batoire, Lulov, Loi, Lev. And Noisrikoin is Lulov, Vetaher, Libain, Lulov, the Chobiemes. Now, Moira, Verabaisai, Areini, Moiser, Moido, Lifnechem. That all what I'm going to tell you regarding. Let's start another way. Usually, when the people going to a Moicher Esroigim to buy Esroigim, I don't need to give to you the dinim. Everyone is the greatest Talmid Chochem. Every one of you know better than the Moicher. The Moicher is going to fashvindle you, and you know better than the Moicher, and you know all the aluches, so I don't need to give you the aluches. Forget it. Now, the aluches which I give you is based on the Mishneh Berurah. But besides the Mishnah, it's a kitzer, mamesh bekitzer of all the hilches of Arba Minim. And I want to give you a little bit of practical advice, and then the Chelek HaMaasi afterwards. But Areini Moiser Moido Lifneichem, that all what I'm going to say, I'm on the online and on the camera, is my own das. Anyone who got, there is Moire Hoiro in town, and everyone should go and consult his rabbi regarding the Arba Minim. And let's go to the Chelek HaMaasi. I'm not going in Mishneh Berurah. The halachas, the Shulchan Aruch bring first the halachas of Lulav, then he bring Hadassim, then he bring Arovos, and then the last is the halachas of the Esrig. We tend, when we go to Moshe Sroigim, straight to go to the Esrig. Then we starting all the other Adassim. So I decided to start with Adassim. Why? Because the whole Arba Minim business changed completely. Meaning, you can buy today in Eretz Yisrael, Avade, if you start with the Esrig closed in a box, finished. It's got a price on it, Moiro Soy, Gamarno. In the olden days, I used to import to here to England, and it's a big quantity, 25,000 lulavim. That's a big amount, right? So at the beginning, when I didn't know how to deal with it, somebody said, why don't I sell? I sold in London, in Golders Green. Take to Stamford deal. It was a big mishal. Why? I decided the first year to try. But obviously, everyone go to Desroigim. I took it with me 4 boxes of lulavim to a besmedrash in Stamford Hill, which I'm not going to tell what it is, but I was busy with Desroigim. I left 4 boxes. In each box was 100 lulavim in the besmedrash. I went there, let's say, 7 o'clock in the evening. By 11 o'clock, I had 400 posl lulavim. Mm-hmm. Why? Because everyone come, put his finger on the lulav, azoi, and finish, it's all split. Today, fantastic. You're going dairy lulav, all the moichre esroigim, there is no wastage. I'm not saying that I sold 25,000 lulavim. Half of them went to the bin, or maybe even more, right? But today, you buy cats in the sack, you're buying the dairy lulav, and the rabbonim have got less problem of shilas, and then you take it to the shilas. The biggest problem in the beginning, I took on myself to supply Yidden kosher set. I'm not saying mehuder set, but a Yid. And that's why I'm starting with the hadassim, because today also they selling. I'm jumping hadassim. You buy them 3 in a plastic bag, and I get 2, right? You can't. In the olden days, you checked each one, right? Now, what happened, this hadassim, or even harubas you buy too, they coming from abroad. They're not coming straight from the field where they've been cut. Things can happen on the way. The shilush can fall, leaves can fall, and a yid can buy an esrig for £500, a lilev deri for £100, and if one hadas is possible, he make a brocha levatola. So I decided to start with the hadassim. Hadassim, I think, is the biggest michshel in the Arba Minim. Why? I'm jumping. Lilev, most of the lulavim kosher. Why? Because if the aloha is, if it's nechlag b'mashu, at ketefach is kosher. Everyone look, it's kosher. All the lulavim kosher. And those which dairy in the boxes, you don't need even to look at them. They're all kosher. The esrig, most of the esrogim are kosher. So you don't need to spend £500 on esrig. If you buy an esrig for £20, you yoitze de broche, avade, right? Aruvas, all the aruvas which supply in England here, they're all growing in England. In England there is 60 type of kosher aruvas. But it's a big tikkun. Most of the aruvas are kosher, right? The biggest michshel is these bags, right? So one, you go to the moicher esroigim, take the bag, gaya vek hindu. He is not purposely want to be mashu. He doesn't even look at it, right? But you need 3 hadassim, all the hadassim. What hechsher? The hechsher is nothing. The hechsher means that the mashgiach in Bnei Brak or in Yerushalayim looked at it and he saw it's meshulash, but he's not giving you an hechsher when it went all the way, or if it's dry, or somebody touched it like this and the leaves fell down, or what happened on the way. That's not the hechsher. Or sometimes, if they want, it just says nivdak veneras bihidurav al yedei avreich mumchim v'irei shamayim. But it doesn't mean to say that the hadas is kosher. He's not selling his neshama. You should make a bracha on it. The achrayas is on you, everyone who buy the arba minim, to be makpid that the hadasim should be kosher. So let's go quickly through the halachas of hadasim. The length of the hadas, that's another thing, which practically is only 30 centimeters. And roiv meshulash, which is lekatchila, roiv meshulash, you need roiv meshulash. I'll quote the Chazon Ish Shita. The Chazon Ish Shita is 30 centimeters, which is about 12 inches. Roiv meshulash, you don't go from the bottom. Don't look at the bottom. Never looked at the bottom. You look from the top, and this, from here to here, that's all what you need to be makpid. It should be roiv meshulash. Why I'm telling it to you, the hadassim usually they cut either between 40 centimeters or 50 centimeters. Now, what is the Michel in the Deri Lulovim? The Deri Lulovim is a Moiridic invention. Since in El Arish, the Arabs made Chochmas and they didn't want to supply Eretz Yisrael with Lulovim, which they shipped afterwards all over the world, Eretz Yisrael and the Sochrim and Eretz Yisrael said, die, we don't need the Arabs. Eretz Yisrael today, they started a new invention called Deri Lulovim. And it's the agriculture in Eretz Yisrael is fantastic. They start cutting Lulovim Chanukah, not a week before Elul or Rosh Hashanah. And it's growing so unbelievably. You missed the shiur today, the modern technology. In each tree, lilev grows, they're growing it 80 centimeters. It grows in 6 weeks. Cut it, put it in the fridge, and you get, if you get fresh Deri Lulovim, then it's the most mahuder. But not always you get. You might get a lilev, as we matzahs fange nun back in Chanukah bis Pesach. So fin Chanukah bis now Elul, you might get a lilev which been cut in Chanukah. The problem is if the moicher doesn't keep the lilev in optimal condition, meaning refrigerated, because he hasn't got a refrigerator and you need a lot of space, the lilev can sweat, and then as a result of the sweat, the top, it can be in the dairy box, can be nicely open, right? So the Oiber Chachumim, there is dairy lulovim in the market today because it's a big business, right? Not with Bedatz Hechsher, with other Hechsherim. If you look in Moichrim, I don't know if it came to Manchester, but in London this year is a lot of Deri Lulovim, just Deri Lulovim, not with proper Hechsher. Those Lulovim in Chanukah, they shouldn't open later, because the Moicher in London, who gets the Lulovim, and he doesn't know that it's been cut in Chanukah, what do they do in Eretz Yisrael? Put glue on the top. If you put glue on the top, it's pusl the mehadrin. Right. Now let's go back to the hadassim. What I said, it's 40 or 50 centimeters.
They put glue before you put it off.
Before.
You don't give it a chance to it.
Because from the sweat, it's something which is in nature. It's dry out. The water draw out. If it's out of the fridge, right? And then it's open. Only what keeps it closed is the glue. Now, they cut the hadassim 40 to 50 centimeters. When you put it in the lilev, I'm going back to Ilchas lilev. The lilev is got a shedre, right? So the shedre is where the middle leaf finish, right? So that's the end of the shedre. Now you put the koishelach. Some people put it, let's say here. You need a tefach of the lilev higher than the top of the hadassim. That's a mitzvah, shedre, right? Why? Because you need it above for the na'anuim afterwards, right? So sometimes the hadassim are too long if the lilev is too low, right? So it's a problem. Again, I'm only telling you practical aluchas. So it means when you look at the shilush of the hadassim, I'm going back to the hadassim, the shilush is important from the top down. Not you don't start to look at the bottom. It's no problem to cut it, to make the hadassim shorter. Now, practical advice, you buy them in a bag from the moicher, you're buying it. This hadassim, by the way, when do you think they've been cut? They're not been cut in Chanukah. But they most probably, this hadassim which you see in this bag, has been cut over a month ago, 2 months ago. They stay fresh. I made a test, but today I throw it in the bin. I had hadassim from last year. I wanted to bring them here, but they didn't last. I've got some hadassim of Chorim, but I decided to bring fresh hadassim. Now, Erev Yom Tov, it's advisable, before you put them in the koishelach, cut with scissors just at the bottom of the hadassim a bit, put it in daylight, is the best, in water for about an hour, not much water, right? And then you will see it will give it a like normal, like normal flowers, it give it hoizek to be. And then if you feel that it's too long, don't hesitate, cut a bit of the hadassim before you put them in the koishalach, because you need the problem with the height. You need to be meshulash, the hadassim, we said already rov. How do you know it's meshulash? So that this mashgichim here, they say if you got three leaves coming out from the same spot, it's called chut. So if you want to be mehuder, to pay a lot, they take a piece of string and they put it there to see if it's. But lefi maris o'ayin, roiv the poskim saying, if you say they're growing from the same place, that's fine. Obviously, roiv meshulash, you should be makpid the leaves. A few leaves shouldn't be missing. Shouldn't be yovesh, especially the top leaves. Shouldn't be kotum at the top. Sometimes you see branches coming out from the hadassim. That's something which is very usual. If you go to a field of hadassim, you will see branches coming in before they pick them up from the field, bring them to the warehouse. There is people with little scissors which cutting it out. It doesn't make any psul in the hadas. Another thing you'll find in hadassim, there is berries which are growing. That's not a psul. You can take them off. But when you're putting it in the koishalach, they should be all meshulash, without all this thing. Now, the hidur is that one leaf should come up to the leaf which is above it, right? I said at the beginning, we don't know what is hadassim. The mufcher to take hadassim, the Torah says, anaf eitz ovois, soife teivois, tzfas. Hadassim from Tzfas, you will find that the leaves are small leaves, one after the others. This, if you find there is a lot of hadassim which coming from Ramat Golan, there is huge, big leaves. That's not such a heder. The heder is to buy hadassim. It's not growing in Tzfas anymore, but the type of hadassim which coming from Tzfas, which are small leaves. That's finishing the kitzur hilches hadassim. Let's go to aruves because it's easy. Again, the length of the aruves, it's not like the Oshan Rabba people binking aruves which are up to the ceiling. The length of the aruves should be, again, like the hadassim, 30 centimeter, 12 inches. That's the shiur chazonish. I'm taking the biggest shiur. It shouldn't be kotum at the top. Should be whole leaves. The leaves you can see if the leaves fell down. Shouldn't be yovesh. Lekatchile shouldn't be shriveling. And in Eretz Yisrael they makpid on lavluv. Lavluv is two little leaves which coming from the top of the branch, but it's in England the aruvis which growing here, they haven't got the lavluv. So yes, and also there is some people which mehader to take arova which growing al nachal. Let's go to the lulav. The oirech, the length of the lulav, it's not 80 centimeter like they growing it, you know, in modern technology in Eretz Yisrael. This is even more. By the way, this lulav origin, not this, this coming from Spain. Most of the lulavim, as I told you, are coming from Eretz Yisrael. There is no hidur where to take a lulav from. The oirech from the lulav, like I said, up to the top of the shedre, from here, should be maximum 40 centimeters. That's the oirech, that's the shulchan oirech, not in the leaves. You need to, it should be straight, right? It shouldn't be folding towards you or sideways. It need to be, the shedre, when you look at it, should be straight, right? Again, it shouldn't be cut, the roiv olim alyonim. You can see if it's cut, not yovesh. The leaves, not nechlak. The leaves, I took here a leaf that everyone knows, every leaf in a lilev should be a double, like this, if you open it, every leaf should be double. The leaf should be, it's also, it's from the Mishnayos and Sikhe, the leaf should be one against the other, shouldn't be open leaf, they should cover one each other, and the top one should finish with one. If it's finished with two leaves, or even three leaves, it's called toimim, both. If both leaves are, there is no chesoron in the lilev at all. If you'll see in the Moroccan lulavim, you could have seen it more, some, because they're growing in very hot weather condition, the ends of the lilev, sometimes it's bare, right? That's not a chesoron. And that's not a chesoron if it's bare at the top of the lilev as well. Right. Now, obviously, if you see it's red at the end or brown, it's not a chesoron. Obviously, it needs to be completely closed, the top lilev. Now, what happens if you see that the back of the lilev is grown with brown and it's closed? Shulchan Aruch hold that it's kosher lekatchile. If it's closed, it's called with kore. Why kosher lekatchile? The Shulchan Aruch says, because that's how it grew by nature. And even what is the male if it's closed with kore? Not that everyone takes it, because everyone got, you know, is afraid after it's split. What the Shulchan Aruch says, if you leave the kore on all Shiva Yomim, and you open it after Sikkes, and even if you find it split, you may kaim the mitzvah lekatchile. Also I state in Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because that's how it grew by nature. But a lot of people are mehader to take it without kore, in order they should be able to see what's the matzav with the top leaves. The knepel is also, that's how it grew, lekatchile. Depends what type of a knepel. I think I brought here a knepel, but it's not such a fantastic knepel. That's the knepel
what it's slightly bent, but that's how it is.
The hinder is to take one which is green completely till the end. Mamesh lekatchile, lekatchile. Now let's come to the esrig. That's the last one. Number one, from my experience, when you're going to buy an esrig, you got to be mevarer that it hasn't got a cheshash murkev. And it hasn't got no orla and no tevel. Now, you can't be moitzi laz on moichre esroigim. State in the Sforim, in the olden days, before Baruch Hashem Achsher Dora, today there is no Esroigim Murkovim, except, which I'll show you now, which, I don't know, I grew by the Minchas Yitzchok in his house, and I'm, again, Moidoa LeRabim, I'm only telling you my own idea. These two Esroigim, which you can see, I just got it to show you, are Italian Esroigim, so-called Yanever Esroigim. Right? Actually, it's quite nice that this year hardly any grew with a pitam, and I'll come into the pitam. It's a strong Esrig, you can both see, it's a Yanever Esrig. Right? No pitam. Again, Moido al Arabim, Ichalt, they might be Murkav. And the reason is, they come with some sort of a Hechsher on it, but being in the Pardesim, the Italian are growing this Esroigim, obviously for Yidden, not, but not for Yidden. They're growing it for medicine, and they're growing it for the mashke, whatever they're doing, but mainly for medicine. They're growing it, they need it not as small as this, they need it big, huge, because they can take more money from the medicine in industries and from the Eden. So when the Eden coming there, they're making a snip, every ethnic, never mind the condition, never mind what it is, the Eid who takes them, they got to pay for them, right? If it's possible, no possible, you got to pay for them. And the price is in euro, and I think the price, the minimum, which they're paying there this year, is between 25 to 30 euro. Cut in the tree. That's including all the possible one, and not including the shipping, not including the profit, not including what you can sell. So, only, I mean, and the Lubavitchers, they like not this shape of Italian Esroigim, they like more the shape of a barrel. Now, the Italian, it's all, Kimat belong to the mafia, and Nasi, and if they got a year, the Eden going always is not far from La Spazia, a place there, and they got, but they got Pardesim, which Lekatchila Murkovim. The difference between a Murkov tree, it's much stronger tree, it lasts for 30, 40 years. And non-Murkov tree only lasts maximum 6 years in Eretz Yisrael. And 6 years, within 6 years, you got 3 years Orle, and the fourth year Net Revai. So, and then after 3 years, kaput, the whole thing. Obviously, they know how to do it. It's goyer al gabe karka, beatzitzim. So, and they planted before Tu Be'ov. So, biz Rosh Hashanah is showing ein year. So, they know how to do it and how to replenish the trees. The Italian is not going to do it. It's Michiganer. It's Murkev, lasting for 30 years. He get the crops from it. Why I'm saying it? Because not once, not twice, they coming with the Yidden, with the Mashgiach or whatever, to the Pardes, to cut the Estroigim, and they, I don't know if you've seen the type of a tree, it's a very low tree, you need to crawl under the tree, it's got lots of thorns, snip, take. Not every Mashgiach wants to go under the tree like this. They take a whole tree from a Murkev Pardes, a whole tree, they bring it to the Pardes and putting it down there. And you come and you snip and you take and you don't know what you take with the Hashguch HaMitales. So my own idea, Italian Esroigim are Groyse Sofek if you can make a broch on them. So you need to be Mevarer the Kashrus also. Abe the mensch who sell you the Esroigim is a far less like mensch. The same as you're going to buy meat, you go to buy it in a butcher, which you rely on the butcher. The same way in the Esrig, meaning in the olden days, if the person who sells the Esroigim kept a whole assortment of Esroigim, and he had, let's say, 75 not Murkovim and 25 Murkovim, you can't buy from him. So you need to find the source. The shear of the Esrig, that's a big Esrig. Even this is a big Esrig. The shear of an Esrig need to be 100 cc shear chazonish, not more. When you buy a small Esrig, you need to be meshayer that it shouldn't lose the weight during sikkes. Shouldn't be yovesh beruboy, it should be complete, shouldn't be anything niklaf. Another thing which is interesting, the Esrig shouldn't be dark green. It should be started to be noite. Now this is a new phenomenon. In America, all the years until the last year or 2 years ago, you could not sold an Esrig only if the Esrig was yellow. Azoi vibara Feldman Kitzer Shulchan Aruch. You see an Esrig, nice Esrig, and Esrig need to be yellow. Now, the same way as there is fashion in Streimlich, there is a new fashion in Esroigim in America, and they're going crazy, the Moichrim and the Esroigim. Because to create an Esrig which is yellow, They worked years and years to find a technique. They put it in gas, either like cyclone B, and the gas make turn the estrogen to yellow. But now nobody in America wants any more yellow. The fashion is green, light green. So go and find hundreds of thousands of estrogen, which are all fresh. You only also need to cut the estrogen from before Tisha B'Av, because you can't cut so many estrogen to supply all the world only the week before Sukkot. So it's a big problem. That's talking. It shouldn't be round like a ball. It shouldn't be a mare posul like a chazosis. If it's in a little space, it's fine, okay. If it's in two or three places, they shouldn't be in two sides of the esrig. All the stains should be in one side of the esrig. Azoi zog de Mishneh Brura. The choysom, what is the choysom? The choysom is the ser doelion of the esrig. We need really to be makpil. Shouldn't be any mare psul at all, but meaning, you should see it mamash b'mari sign. No Shulchan Aruch, no Mishneh Brura said you need to go to a Moicher Esroigim with a magnified glass. Nishtu azazach. You have to take the esrig like this in your hands and to see if it's got echesore. Now, obviously, shouldn't be any niklaf in the skin, shouldn't be yovesh, shouldn't be a crack in the esrig. The bletlach, if there is bletlach, there is a reason why the bletlach are in the esrig. Because when they were lying in the tree, a leaf was lying on it, and that's the one which caused this bletlach. But it shouldn't be higher up. It should be part of the skin of the esrig. If it's much higher up, it's a pesul. It's a pesul in the esrig. Every esrig need to have an uketz. If there is no uketz, the esrig is possible, and the pitam should be whole, sholem, and it shouldn't, you know, if you buy sometimes it's moicher esrog, it's shriveled, you think, you know, it won't last. I would advise you, don't take it, don't touch it. You're talking a sore point. The hodor of an esrig is to buy an esrig with a pitam. Because every esrig in the tree, nishto azazach in the welt, an esrig start growing the uketz and the pitem together. That's the way how an esrig grow. What happened depends. If the esrig, why there is so many pitemless, call it esroigim, because before it become shlish giduloi of the esrig from the heat, the pitam, while it's growing on the tree, fell. So it's not making a chesor. You can make a broche on aza esrig. But the esrig is not chodor. Chodor in an esrig is only esrig with a pitam. You might be afraid to have it because you might break it. If you break it, you have to buy another esrig. If it hasn't got a pitam,
how do you know when it fell off, it didn't break off after that? Shaping it in boxes and all that?
Big problem. That's why I would advise you to buy with a pitam. If you ask me the question, I'll answer you. In Morocco, in the original place where the esrogim coming from, where the Rambam take the esrogim, it's about all the esrig soichers are coming to Agadir in Morocco. From Agadir, you have to drive to the mountains. Today, there is millions of esrogim in Morocco, but they're growing in the plain. Not the original esrogim. The place where the original esrogim growing, it's called the place called Dumdur. And this is about, you have to drive from Agadir about 100 kilometers up to the mountains, then in a dirt track, another about 10 kilometers, and then you start walking up the mountains, the Atlas Mountains, for about 2 hours to the place. I can show you pictures. It's just unbelievable. That's a whole story on its own. Now, you buy there the esrogim, they cut it in the pardesim. That's called eco or whatever, organic esrogim there. They cut the esrogim, but how, unless you got a helicopter, the esrogim need to go down to the plane, right? How does he come down to the plane? The Arab ladies got a basket, put a basket on their head, or the workers, fill it up with the sroghim. Obviously, now we're clever. Sometimes we take this up, sometimes we take wool, and they go barefoot. I go with, you know, good shoes down. They, how do they go there? It's unbelievable. But they go down the mountains. What happened to the sroghim if there is casualties on the way down and the piton breaks? The heat outside is 40 degrees. You don't know if it grows without a piton. And I made a test. It's even worse. In Munchs, where I was selling a sroghim, I made a test. And in England, it's not as hot as in Morocco, right? You know, Munchs, all, everyone sometimes have been there in a simcha, in a kiddush. There is golden green, there is curtains on the side. I opened the curtains and the sun, whenever there is sun, should shine on this sroghim. I broke 10 sroghim, put them in the sun, they should naturally shriveled. Veloy noida. A Moroccan yid would never buy an esrig which grown without a piton. So what happened? I don't want to say, we are in Aseres Mechive and I'm online and somebody might kill me if I'll say something. There is a lot of Moroccan esroigim which coming to England, which Lekatkhila bought from the Arabs down the mountains, the casualties, for 10p. And they're selling it here very nicely at £18 a set, or even for the children, and that's not chinuch, to buy a Moroccan esrig without a piton, and they knowingly buying them as a possible, because the Arabs know that there is no use for this type of esrogim, or even 50p for this matter. But it's mamash posul. You can't make a brocha of aza esrig. So just to finish off, we are a lot after the time. Shteit in deran, and then I'll show you mamash de esrogim. You should be simche. We don't know the male of the mitzvah esrig. Azo izuk deran. והרי אנו רואים שישראל מפזרים מומוין הרבה בשביל מצווה זו יוסר מכל שאר מצווה. ובוודאי לא יבחינמו, אז זו גדרן. It's not סתם. מסתומה, it's a מצווה יקורה מאוד מאוד, אשר אין לשייר. But we don't know גודל מעלוסו. That's the lotion of the run. אפשר, אם היינו יודעים גודל מעלס מצווה זו, ישראל עם קדושים הם, they clever. You can't fool the Yidden. Ubevadai kshem efazrim momo in harbe vishvil mitzvah zu loy lachinamu azoy zug deran umidatoy v'merubo al ken schoro yu harbe meoid meoid. And with this I'll finish the shir. I'll show you now different type of esroigim and different alochas. You'll understand it better. Can I have the Italian esrog back? Thank you. Actually, this is kosher. Yeah. This is grown without a piton. This is a Yaneve, yeah, right. Yeah, you can see. I'll come round, and you will see this esrig. This every esrig, I didn't say in Shulchan Aruch, need to be a lot of blitters. It's growing wild. It should have shkoyim, charitzim. This hasn't got a piton. This is a braverman esrig, the sug of the esrig. It's a kosher esrig.
Is
it
cluster zahoda?
Yeah. Now, this is an esrog like a ball. This is a fossil
esrog.
Because it's a ball, or because it's a ball. Now, if you want to see a Moroccan esrog, this esrog last year had the hechsher of Gdatz Eide Charedes. This zan of esrog, it's called an ordang esrog, which came from Eretz Israel, been planted in Morocco, It looks like an Israeli esrig, and it's a fantastic esrig. But it hasn't got the chashivas of growing in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
What's
a kosher?
This year, I don't want to speak anything about the hechsher. What happened? Last year, the hechsher of Dei Charedes was there. This year, is not. The Daila Mehvin. That's the Daila Mehvin. This is the Chazonish Esrig.
Oh, see. What's the bell shape? What's in his ears in here? What's this?
Right.
What's his ears here?
This is a Braverman Esrig. Can you see? This is all kvetches which the Esrig got while he was at it. This is a Taimener Esrig.
Oh. Is it a header?
Also, like a ball. Chazanish Esrig like a ball.
Most of Chazanish come without
Pitzan. No, if you want a Hodder Esrig and you pay for it, you get to the Pitzan as well.
Well,
yeah, Chazanish, yeah.
This one. Chazanish, no, this is a Taimener with a Gartel, with a Pitam.
It's Ukum.
Chazanish one or what?
It's all.
No, this.
No, that's
Taimener.
Again, another ball.
This is all you bought for 10p, this is the ones, no? The 10p, actually.
Kilo, kilo.
Or 5p.
This is all Israeli.
But lorry.
Here you got another Chazanish Esri.
Bye bye.
Is that kosher?
It's kosher.
Chazanish all bent, you know that?
All bent.
A lot of them.
No pitim. This nictim, no?
No, this is a pitim.
No, no.
This is a pitim.
A lot of Israeli astragim now, they burnt the pitims, have you noticed? A lot of them are burnt. Singed.
No, I didn't speak about the pitim and what you need to look in the pitim because we passed our time. That's going in the auction.
Gee.
Wow.
That's an
Esrig.
I've got that in wax. I've got the similar one at home. Use $1 candle. Same one.
£10 starting. £10. No, the reserve is 200.
Serious? It's a sold again.
That is
right. As an ish?
You ever use
yourself?
It's not even nice.
What do you use yourself?
And surely you'll see.
It's not a kitzah shochnu.
I use usually for myself the emesis, an esrig which I cut myself from the tree.
All the marks and all this.
The giddle. You need to have the charitzim. You need to have the blitters. You got a strong pitem. It's got the shikua, which is here under the okets, and it's kemigdal. It's got all males. The right color. It will go. Hopefully, it will go lighter. Obviously, it will go more yellow. But that's the fashion. We need to go according to the fashion.
Yes. 25 banana.
25.
Yeah. Very nice. That's it?
It will come off.
Most of them come without.
To the moicher here. Yeah. That's what you know.
coming up.